Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Anyways, welcome back to Ghost to Ghost. We've got a couple hours of great calls for you. And again, those of you who sent in emails to Tom and did not get called back because we got inundated with emails, you're invited to call in with your story. So the lines are open and jump aboard. Let us start by going to Keith in Seattle, Washington to get us started. Keith, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you, my friend. What do you got for us?
Oh, I call this the Katy Perry Weekend. This is spring 2014. The activity has returned to the Bothell House. And if there ever was a poltergeist that deals with preview of coming attractions, this is it. So this starts on a Friday. This is March, April of 2014. Me and my girlfriend Tina at the time living in the home. And I'm in my office, upstairs office. It's a weekday night, it's about 8 or 9 p.m.-ish. I'm typing feverishly on the computer, just doing little stuff, odds and ends. And I kid you not, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, the TV in our master bedroom comes blaring on and it's playing loud music. I mean, loud. I get up from my chair and rush to the bedroom. Tina, my girlfriend at the time, is coming upstairs to meet me. She had been downstairs. And we get to the TV, and yes, it's playing music, but there's no screen. I mean, the screen is black, but it's showing a music channel, something
strange.
It's a music channel, whatever. But it's playing loud music, and it's weird. And Tina looks at me like, "Why are you turning on the TV loud?" I'm like, "I didn't turn the TV on. I was in my office." So naturally, we look at it for about a few minutes, and I grab the remote control off the bed, and I turn the TV off. Okay, problem solved, right? No big deal. TV's weird. I go back to my office. Tina goes back downstairs to do what she's doing. I kid you not. 5 minutes later, bam. Loud music, TV comes on again.
Jeez.
Okay. Now, the second time we meet in the bedroom again, I call Tina and say, "Hey, TV's back on. We meet in the bedroom. We're standing in front of this TV." Once again, black screen, but loud music. Okay. Now, I noticed this time, wait a minute, this has been about 5 or 6 minutes that passed. Why is it playing the same song? It's the same song that's being played, and it's the same lyrics, okay? And it's a Katy Perry song at the time, in 2014. This song, people can look it up, it was a hit. The title of the song, I didn't notice at the time, It's called Dark Horse. That's the name of the song.
Uh-huh.
Katy Perry's hit. And the lyric I'm hearing is, that it's playing is, or the verse, are you ready for the perfect storm? And I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the lyrics in front of me, but it's going with, are you ready for the perfect storm? You should not play with magic. And because once you're mine, there's no turning back. Now, I'm looking at Tina, she's looking at me, and based on what we've seen already in the house, we know, okay, this is a haunting episode. We need to clock in, and we're at DEF CON 4 now. So I get the remote, turn the TV off, and this time, George, this time, I unplug the TV, okay? And I think I did a mini happy dance when I did it because I looked at Tina. I'm like, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Poltergeist, deal with that. I unplugged it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
No power, E equals MC squared, whatever. Okay. I go back to my office. Tina goes back downstairs. Another 5 minutes pass. So mind you, we're not 15 minutes into this, right? And I kid you not, once again, the loud music starts blaring again. Okay. Same tone, same volume level, but high. Now, I'm getting out of my chair, going back to the room, knowing, okay, they plugged the TV back in.
No way.
Man, that's some nerve. That's some nerve. I'm thinking as I'm walking through the hallway, she just meet me upstairs at the doorway, and I'm thinking in my mind, that's some nerve to plug it.
They physically plugged it back in.
Oh, no. That's what I thought. So I get to the TV, and Tina's right behind me. I thought they had plugged it back in, but keep in mind, it's the same song blaring now 15 minutes, and I look at the TV, black screen, loud music playing. The TV is not plugged in.
That's impossible. Amazing.
That's what I said. The TV, George, the TV is not plugged in. Now, once again, it's the same song. Now, Katy Perry's song, people can Google it. It's less than 5 minutes long. Okay, we're not 15 minutes into this. And the song is playing the same verse. It's using some Xfinity or Comcast at the time streaming music channel, and it's playing Katy Perry's Dark Horse. And I didn't know that at the time. I just remember the lyrics. I remember Katy Perry, and I went back in my computer and Googled it, and I was like, oh, that's what it meant. But me and Tina did stand in front of the TV, and then I listened to the lyrics as it's blaring in our ears. It's like, are you ready for the perfect storm? Do you want to play with magic? And once you're mine, there's no turning back. That's the verse that's playing now 15 minutes into this. Black screen, but the music channel dial, you know, the little channel on the bottom corner lets you know what music channel you're on, is 666. I never listened to music through my television.
Why were they playing around with you, Keith? What did they want from you?
Well, like I said, this was the preview or precursor of coming attraction because we had no activity the year before 2013, but we did it 2012, and the activity returned in 2014.
Did you ever figure out
that was the linchpin? After that day or night, you can say, it was all downhill. The first Bible to catch fire would happen 72 hours later. So they was telling us, or it, whatever, you know, three times, you know, that number three times a charm. Are you ready for the perfect storm?
Bible caught fire?
Yeah, this was Friday night. This happened on a Friday. The first Bible to catch fire in our home happened Sunday night, Monday morning.
Oh, my God.
And going back to that Friday, I remember you could say they kind of warned us because they were like, hey, we're back. We're back in town. Get ready for business. And keep in mind, this was Friday. We had major activity Saturday, Sunday. Sunday was the big bang of it all with the Bible catching fire. But from that point on, meaning spring of 2014, began the return of the large objects, small, medium objects being thrown. Waking up, finding all your kitchen cabinet doors wide open, missing objects, Tina's missing jewelry, my missing car.
Jeez, did you ever get rid of them?
I eventually moved out. It was just too much to handle, but, you know.
So they stayed in the house. They didn't follow you?
Well, that's another story for another day. They did follow me.
That's another one for next year, Keith. Thanks. But you're lucky you've got your sanity with you. I'd go nuts after that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Steve in Albany, New York, our friend the cab driver. Hi, Steven.
Yeah, you didn't ask me after I droned off and you didn't ask me, did I ever have any paranormal experiences with my three Harrises?
Did you ever?
No.
That's why I didn't ask you.
Not one. But remember when you interviewed me with the cat, with the guy in the car that was a serial killer?
Yep.
I left something out. And that was about 2 weeks before that. I was parking the car, backing up into a parking space at the end of my shift. And I looked and there was a face staring at me from the mirror, the rear mirror. And I turned around real fast and it was gone. Just gone.
Poof.
And then... I had a dream that night in which the face came back and I was involved with some sort of court hearing. And running through this real quick, the face was the guy that 2 weeks later robbed me. That was the serial killer.
Oh my gosh.
And the courtroom was when I had to do the grand jury to put him away for life. That was in my taxi paranormal.
Jeez.
Not a hearse.
Where is this guy now? Is he still in prison?
Oh, he's going to be in prison until he's like 80 years old. I'm not going to get into all the crimes he did, but...
How many people did he kill, Stephen?
He killed two, but the FBI says now that when you have two unrelated murders, you have the beginning of a serial killer. I helped put him away before he started a spree. He was just starting. And what he did to one of the corpses, I can't tell you on...
No, we don't want to hear that. I can only imagine.
It's not what you think, but it could be what you think. And it's what put him away for the rest of his life. And the guy is just trash. And I had one guy picked up in my hearse, not my hearse, my taxi one day. And he said, "You're the guy that had the guy who murdered the guy in the barber shop you're the guy that helped put them away. And I said, yes. And he goes, I thank you. That was one of my best friends, and I was hoping that somebody would catch him.
Wow, he knew. He knew. Thanks for the call, Steve. And you're lucky you're still around with us after that. Barb in Boise, Idaho, first-time caller. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm just calling to... I'm a first-time caller. I've listened to you and Art Bell since 93. Since
well, thank you. Thanks for sticking with us.
And it's been since 2009. My husband and I lost our beautiful son. He was 6'6", kind of tall like you, because we saw you when you came to Boise. And he had this disease, and it got him. Okay? It just got him. And he died at 32 years old.
Oh,
Jesus.
Which is
very young, right?
Oh, very young. So sorry to hear that.
Very young. Yes. So we did not know what... You know, we knew he wanted to be cremated, but we didn't know where he wanted his ashes to be spread. So we held on to him. You know, I had him on my, he loved music, so I had him on my stereo, and he's like, always thanked me for my music and my love of different sounds, right?
Yeah.
So we decided, okay, we got to do this. So my husband and I took him to a favorite place we thought he would like to go. He loved to. He was a fly fisherman, being so tall, excellent arm, beautiful fly fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a motorcyclist. And he loved to ride motorcycles and four-wheelers. So we took him, and we decided, okay, this is what we're going to do. So we spread him around in different spots in his favorite places here in Idaho. And we sat down by the fire, and we're both, you know, kind of, I'm wondering, did we do the right thing? But we had his urn, and his urn was wooden, and on the outside of the urn was a fly fisherman.
Uh-huh.
And so we put it in the fire. And I kid you not, I am telling you the truth, and I'm fighting back tears to do this, because I wrote this down so I would never forget it. I'm going to be 68 here in November, and I'll never forget it. You will never forget this. And we're looking at this fire, and we're crying, and we're saying, Scotty, I hope we did the right thing. I hope we did the right thing. This is where you want to be. And you know what? That flame turned into a motorcyclist with his blue and white signature chest protector and his helmet. And we knew we did the right thing.
My God. Was it life-size?
It was just in the flames. You just saw him. You know, you're sitting in a chair. At a
wow.
Chair. It's not life-size. It's just in the flames right in front of your eyes.
And clearly, and you both clearly saw this.
I mean, you know, we knew.
What an incredible message from your son.
His birthday was the 11th of November. Mine's the 12th. My husband's is the 13th. Of course, different years. That we just knew we felt that connection at that moment.
You sure did, Barb.
It was the most wonderful thing.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.